And welcome back. We've got Michelle Canning here in the studio with us, got her banjo and a whole bunch of songs. Yeah. So you take off to school again. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
You got any big exciting plans for this semester that we haven't talked about?
Well, I'll be playing a lot. I'm with a group down there called the Mountain Music Ambassadors, and we play shows to represent our school and our mountain region. And so I'll be playing with them. We're going to the Carter Fold, I believe in April or May. I think April. And so that's in Virginia, where A.P. Carter grew up, and which right. is pretty cool. And it was always his dream to have a stage there. And after he passed on, his children and their children and so on and so forth kept that going. And so it's an honor to be able to play there. And I've also played in the past with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. We've taken two trips to China and did tours in China, which has been a lot of fun.
So when were those tours?
One of them was May of 2013, and the other one was this past June. We went, and it was a lot of fun. I actually learned to sing a couple songs in Chinese, and I went and played all around the east coast of China, which was so much fun. And, you know, the culture there is so different. You know, when at a show around here, you play your set, and then you get off the stage, and people line up, and you meet people, and at a show there, when you finish the set, you don't have time to get off the stage because the audience has come to you, and they're on the stage and they're pushing and shoving, which is, you know, made me feel pretty good. I was kind of like a little rock star over there, and
yeah.
You know, they don't know that in real life I'm just a girl from Massachusetts.
Yeah, I was going to ask what the reaction to traditional American music would be, almost like if we listened to traditional Chinese music here, would it be sort of almost like more of a spectacle, or it sounds like they're really into it, like it's pop music or something.
They are. They know a lot of songs that you would be surprised they know. Red River Valley and Take Me Home, Country Roads, and all these songs that you're like, how do they know this? And they can sing them in English. They can't speak a word of English, but they can sing all these songs, which is pretty amazing. We did one show. We had played for the governor of Yokshua, which is Morehead's sister city, Morehead, Kentucky. And so we went there, and we played for the governor. And we were in this little tiny conference room, and it was like him and his people and then us playing for them. And we started playing Take Me Home, Country Roads. And the governor of the city stood up, took his jacket and his tie off, and started singing with us. And the whole rest of the day, in order to communicate with them, he needed a translator, but he could sing that song with us. It was absolutely amazing.
That's funny. Well, you want to play another one?
Sure. Well, we were talking about playing in China. I can sing you a song I sang in China in Chinese. I sang two songs. I sang one of them in Mandarin, which is the modern language, and then I sang one in Cantonese, which is the ancient language of China. So the one in Cantonese was an old folk song, like as if we were to sing Red River Valley or something like that. But the one in Mandarin was a pop song. So me coming over there singing it would be like them coming to the U.S. and singing a Taylor Swift song. So it was a lot of fun, and it was really cool to sing. But it's called Tian Mi Mi.
All right.
Tian Mi Mi, Mi Xiao Ka Tian Mi Mi, Hao Xiao Wo Yu Kai Zai Cheng Feng Li, Kai Zai Cheng Feng Li, Zai Na Li, Zai Nai Ni Tian Po Li, Ni ti xiao rong jun xu xi, huai ni xi xian po qi. Hai zai mong no li, mong li tian kwa ni. Tian mi xiao de do tian mi, xi ni, xi ni, mong tian de do xi ni. Zai na li, zai nai ni tian po li, ni ti xiao rong zhu yin xu xi, huai ni xi xian po qi. Hai zai mo no li.
Well, I think the cat liked it. As Michelle was singing that one, the cat went right over to her and snuggled up.
this is at the one in Cantonese, and the English translation to the title is Love and Passion for the Mountains and Rivers. Motsi ti sa to che choin, fun ya ka fun ya gain, but one twasn't for ya ho chi chain. Motsi soy tato pi one, soy ya ti soy ya tain. Ya sen si soy oi ko wang. Me ha ko fon sui sali. Ming oi man sui si sa son si tain. Soy sa ya yo ti shi de. But you ti but you may. Dan kao yao san sui kon ta tain.
Excellent. Michelle Canning here on the show. And do you actually speak any Chinese, like, conversationally
after all of this? Not really. I did introduce one song in Chinese, and the English translation was we're honored to be here in insert city here. Thank you for your kind attention. And so it was 我们很高兴在 insert city here. Let's see. 我们很高兴在天津见到你们，谢谢你们的到来. Means thank you for your kind attention.
Well, at least it doesn't mean how's the soup or something like that. I always wonder, you see these things on t-shirts or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Where people get tattoos.
Yeah, and they tell you it means love, but it could mean like something totally different. I'll tell you one thing that did happen. They're very particular about their food over there. It's a strong custom that if they give you food, you must eat it. And they brought out this soup one day, and they said, before they brought it out, they said, this is a very high-end soup. We only give it to our best guests. And they brought it out, and it looked like dirty dishwater with tofu floating in it. And I really didn't want to eat it. And so I was kind of nibbling all the other food on my plate and trying to, like, not let them notice that I wasn't eating the soup. And I looked down, and my soup was gone. And as it turned out, Raymond McLean was on the trip with us, and he was sitting next to me, and he could tell I didn't want to eat it, so he ate his, and when no one was looking, he swapped our bowls, and he ate mine.
So had he been over there many times before and knew the traditions?
At that point, he had been there once before, but he's been all over the world. The McLean family band traveled as ambassadors to the United States for many years since they were young children, and had been to Africa and different parts of Asia and Europe and whatnot, so South America as well. So he knew a lot of traditions of different areas and also had known how to not let people know you're not eating something, because his sister, I guess, they used to have the same arrangement. He'd sit next to his sister, and they would just swap bowls when no one was looking. That way she didn't have to eat things.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't actually want the soup.
That's true. That's very true. If you saw this soup, you wouldn't want it either. It was pretty nasty.
Well, Raymond McLean likes the soup. Enough to have two bowls. So there you go. Michelle Canning's in the studio with us. Maybe we get you to play another on in the banjo.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me go back into G here.
All right. Tuning while you wait.
This is another ancient Chinese song. It's tuning.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, this is one that Raymond taught me, and one that he actually wrote called Raymond's Breakdown.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A little more progressive there.
Yeah, it's a fun one to play. I love doing that kind of two-finger Don Reno style, and Raymond's the master at it, so it's fun being able to learn that from him.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I don't know how much else you want to do. We should probably think about getting you back on the road before the snow starts to fly.
Yeah, what's with that? It was 80 degrees when I left Hawaii.
Yeah, I think winter finally found us here in New England.
It sure did.
Yeah. But at least we're not the Midwest. I guess it's pretty heavy duty out there.
I've heard there was some kind of sinkhole or something in Missouri, but I guess I'm glad I'm here then.
So do you see the any flurries out there yet?
It's looking pretty clear so far.
Oh, good, good, good. All right, well, what do you want to do? You want to play some more?
Sure, why don't we end with another good song? And let's see. How about an Earl Scruggs tune?
Started with one, end with one.
We started with an Earl Scruggs tune, and then we did Raymond's breakdown, and now we'll go back to Earl Scruggs and do Earl's breakdown.
All right. Coming, Michelle. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, John. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, we're going to get her on down the road. Well, back to the show in general here. We're going to kick things off with a track from Cahillan Morrison and Eli West, going back to the CD. I'll Swing My Hammer with Both My Hands. Here's Anxious Rose on Out of the Woods.
Vines retreat from the sky, good Lord, retreat from the sky. Retreat from the sky, good Lord, retreat from the sky. Good Lord. Hair and fowl, both good and broth. From the ground, good taters bride, good Lord, the ground, good taters bride. From the ground, good taters bride, good Lord, the ground, good taters bride, good Lord. Like my use a broom, good Lord, like my use a broom, good Lord. Flutters furry downward slow. Like the passwords covered soon, good Lord, the passwords covered soon. Like the passwords covered soon, good Lord, passwords covered soon, good Lord. town. When the new year comes around, a load of time, move on down. Good Lord. And away it quickly bounds, good Lord, away it quickly bounds, good Lord.
Sand with your sharp knife and skin the diamond back into the wind where the spirit meets the eye. Dreamer, come alive in my body. Dreamer, come alive in my body. That's how the desert blooms. On fire, a fiddle tune calling to me. Burning red to white. I've been waiting all my life, waiting here for you. Dreamer, come alive, come alive in my body.
Come alive in my body.